أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayat before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Musa alayhi salatu wassalam two miracles with the command that he should go to Fir'aun. For certainly Fir'aun, innahu tagha, he has exceeded all bounds, all limitations. And now go to him and obviously invite him towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in some lengthy narrations. One will judge the forbearance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tolerance, that Fir'aun had exceeded the limitations by saying, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la, he claimed to be God, Allah himself. Allah could have destroyed him. In that narration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have caused him to have drowned at that particular time, but Allah didn't do so. Allah ta'ala could have caused the mountains to have crushed upon him, but Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala didn't do so. Allah could have caused the earth to open and it would have swallowed him. Allah ta'ala didn't do that. There would have been an earthquake and he would have been destroyed. Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala didn't do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have found many ways to have destroyed him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first sends the Nabi Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to him to invite him towards the oneness of Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. That is, in actual fact, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the compassion of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the mercy of Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to go and invite Fir'aun towards the oneness of Allah, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam submits and he says, Qala Rabbi shrah li sadri. He makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the important aspect, that right at the very beginning, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam sets this example for the whole of mankind. That at the very beginning, seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dua he makes, Rabbi shrah li sadri, O Allah, expand for me my bosom. The expansion of the bosom of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam that he was speaking about is that Allah grant me the knowledge. Now he has been chosen as a Nabi of Allah. His recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases many folds. And that requires a heart that will be able to become the recipient and the keeper of all these great treasures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted. So one is the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him, the recognition and the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nur that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted. On the one hand, that was important. We see this in our daily life, that when you have a tank of 200, 300 liters, the quality of the plastic is different. You have a bottle of 500 and 750 mils, the quality of that plastic is different. The tolerance levels are different. And here now, this nubuwat and the responsibility of nubuwat, O Allah grant me the tolerance, Allah grant me the sabr. And all this has been included in this dua of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Rabbi shrah li sadri, O Allah expand for me my bosom. Secondly, wa yassir li amri, O Allah make easy for me my task. That this is a difficult task. And we spoke about this very briefly, that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam grew up virtually in the lap of Fir'aun. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had a warrant of arrest because he slapped a person and that person had died. And now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, after going to Madian 8 or 10 years later, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is now given this duty to invite Fir'aun towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The task in itself is a difficult task. And hence he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created that form of ease for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that people like the magicians accepted the deen and embraced the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a very important lesson that Allah Rabbul Izzah teaches us. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the dua also, Allahumma al-tuf bina fi tayziri kulli asir, fa inna tayseera kulla asirin alayka yaseer. O Allah, bestow upon me to make every difficult task easy. And this was the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and here is the dua of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The third dua he makes, وَحْلُلْ عُقَدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's dua here is for himself, as a matter of fact, that he's saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we translate it in its literal sense, وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً, O Allah, open a knot, مِنْ لِسَانِي, from my tongue. This knot that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam speaks about, it comes in the narration that when he was in the lap of Fir'aun, one day Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam held the beard of Fir'aun and he slapped him. He was an infant, he was a little child at that time. One narration states he was playing with a stick, and with that stick he hit Fir'aun on his head. And because Fir'aun was already concerned and threatened about the position of his being the king, he immediately thought that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is that child that is going to come onto his seat and take over the kingdom of Egypt and become the leader of Egypt. And hence Fir'aun became very furious, and at that time he made the decision that he will be killed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a different taqdeer, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chalked out a different path. Fir'aun's wife Asiya said to him that this cannot be, that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is your enemy. But whatever he has done out of naivety. He is a little child. It is done out of innocence. So Fir'aun put it to test. In a tray he put some gold and some jewelry, and also some live coal, some embers, and he placed it in front of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The whole crux of the test was that if he is a child, then he will go through that live ember because it glitters, and he will hold that, or he will be inspired by that and attracted to that, and not to the gold and not to the jewelry. But if it is done out of intelligence, if he slapped me out of his intelligence, then obviously he'll be able to recognize and differentiate between gold and live ember. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, in one narration, his hand was going towards the gold. In other words, he was fully aware it was an intellectual thing that was granted and bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. At that time, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes down and he directs and he guides the hand of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam towards the live ember. Not only does he go towards the live ember, but Musa alayhi salatu wasalam held it and he also placed it in his mouth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to prove that this was the naivety, or rather the immaturity and the innocence of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and that created the stammer and the stutter of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And here, now to deliver the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one has to do it with a certain degree of eloquence, and hence Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam makes this dua. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi has made a remarkable note here. وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً, he said to Allah, oh Allah, untie one knot only. In other words, that much يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي, that he will be able to understand my speech. In other words, don't overcome, I shouldn't be relieved from the total stammer and stutter, but just so much that I will be able to deliver your message and he will be able to understand it. And he says this was the sign of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the token of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that when they make dua for themselves also in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, insofar as the things of this material world is concerned, then Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam showed that that much which is necessary, O Allah, grant that much. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.